This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
All right, that's designed to get you going, your blood pumping for a Monday. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. God bless you one and all. Thanks for being out there. Somebody, by the way, shout out to Kevin, said, "Keep Dreams by Van Halen in your bumper rotation. Just hearing the beginning put me in a better mood for the day."
Said John, oh, there you go.
John in Fargo.
No problem.
All right. Keep that in the rotation, Kev.
We'll do her. It's already there.
Duly noted. Thank you very much. Back with more on What's on Your Mind. Perry Schaefer, the chair of the Republican Party, will join us. North Dakota's Republican Party chairman at the bottom of the hour. We asked Rick Becker to stay another segment. He graciously accepted, so we're going to continue the conversation with him. Questions or comments are welcome at 701-258-0550. Text rolling in. We'll get to those best we can here before the end of the program. Always better to call. 258-0550 or text 701-237-1590. There were some texts after the convention this weekend suggesting the rules were not followed and that there is more work to be done. So I want to start by sorting this out. You made a plea for unity, and we started talking about what that unity will look like, and you're suggesting that you'd like the party to work with the people who supported you, came to the convention. I want to flush out a little bit what that looks like, but are you in any way thinking differently about your pledge before the convention to say, I'm going to abide by the rules of the convention? Some people want you to continue on to the primary. Have you made your decision final on that, Rick?
Yeah, I've had so many people pleading with me to continue to go to the primary, and, you know, with their reasoning being the same as what a lot of people in the party leadership have said when they were saying that with the convention, they wanted the convention to be after the primary because a great number of Republicans don't get a chance to vote. So by that same argument, then really nobody should be honoring the convention and should go to the primary. But no, I plan to. I am going to honor. If something came to surface where there was something very egregious at the convention, then I would reconsider. I don't think that's going to be the case at all, and so I fully intend, I always keep my word, I'm going to honor the results of the convention.
All right. So, and by the way, one texter here said, did you ride one of the three buses that showed up late and still got in? Meanwhile, Becker delegates were turned away. Are you aware of, when you talk about anything egregious, are you aware of any allegations that suggested something like that happened?
I'm not aware of any Becker delegates that got turned away. I think that that's highly unlikely. My understanding is there was at least one bus that came, but it's not against Republican Party rules for a candidate or a representative of a candidate to pay for, the delegate fees and other fees and transportation to go be a delegate. Now, I think the Democrats have a rule against it. I think it's probably a smart rule. It seems a little unseemly for that, but it's not against our rules. So, if Hovind's campaign organized, and by all appearances it did organize for one or more buses of candidates to come, it's not against our rules. If we don't like it, then we got to change the rules.
So you don't know of anything in the way of egregious rule breaking or anything that is being alleged at this point?
I do not. Nope.
Got it. What was the text that was sent after the convention that has some people concerned?
I have no idea. What are you talking about?
It says, I think I have a copy of the text here, but one listener said, if Rick is for party unity, why are his handlers still sending out divisive text messages after the convention? Sounds like you're not aware of anything like that.
No, I'm honestly not. I don't know.
Yeah, there is, where is it here? I did get a copy of a text that went out after the convention related to Perry Schaefer. Here it is here. Tell Perry Schaefer he can fool some of the people some of the time. This is actual verbiage in the text. This one was sent to me yesterday at 11:18 a.m. saying, so much for Becker's call for unity. Text. Tell Perry Schaefer he can fool some of the people some of the time, but the small rogue and ad hoc group he described was 45% of the convention. Perry's days are numbered, as more will know the truth.
Yeah, I did get that text, but I wasn't aware that it was a mass group text, and it came not from my campaign, anyone I know. I got so many texts yesterday. I recall that one, but that was one of like the 1,000 texts I got. So, but I can say without any qualification, that did not come from me, anyone I know, my campaign, my camp. No idea.
Got it. Okay. Another leftover from the campaign of the weekend says that you are a libertarian and you'd like to make the party libertarian. You hear that a lot. I can't identify as a Republican, haven't for a long time. I'm a conservative. Another text to Rick Berger. Rick Brecker is just a rebranded libertarian. So address that. Is that the goal here?
No, it's not the goal. And Scott, again, maybe a little self-reflection would be good, because I know that over the past couple of years, you keep trying to brand me and others as libertarians. In a sense, we are small L libertarians, the same sense that Ronald Reagan said that there's very little to no difference between libertarianism and conservatism. I'm for the Republican Party platform the way it stands now. So does that make me libertarian? That's what I stand for. That's what I have said incessantly. But people aren't listening to what I say. They're listening to what they want to believe or what media pundits are saying. And all I can tell you is that the Republican Party platform has tremendous overlap with libertarianism. Again, just as Ronald Reagan said, because limited government is at the core of libertarianism and conservatism. Everything I've done for the past 10 years has been an effort to make the Republican Party stronger, to put principle above party, which counterintuitively makes the party stronger, because when you put principle first, then the party really, really stands for something. It doesn't become so bland, so meaningless, because it's so big tent, anyone can fit in. Then what's the purpose of having the party?
Got it. All right, so let's spend the final minutes we have here on the conversation today fleshing a little bit what you're saying. You're suggesting of the Republican Party leadership in working with the people that supported you. What does that look like between now and November? What does that look like going into the future?
Well, so let's imagine that the conservative wing is a little bit less boisterous, and there aren't situations where they're coming across as being rude or antagonistically taking over. Let's just assume that they take my advice on that. The establishment faction then can be much more welcoming. The rules that the state party had back in December, essentially almost every single rule was designed to coalesce power, centralize it, put up barriers for people that wanted to come in. You had the pay to play now with the $5,000 to be able to even be at the convention. You had the big push that where the establishment leaning people, including, yeah, you can ask Perry, but I'm certain he was in favor of moving the convention to after the primary, as was Doug Burgum. Everything was all about everything, whether it was allegedly intended, the effect was that it further marginalized the grassroots. It further marginalized new people coming to the party. So the establishments, if they want unity, it goes both ways. I've talked with Perry. He talked to me about unity, but what he and I talked about was completely a one-way street, where unity meant that the conservatives completely went along with what the establishments wanted. You know, unity requires movement from both sides.
All right. Well, that's a great place to start, I think. And also, I have to say, you have said on this program and has said in other places that you didn't want this, angry mob shouting, blah, blah, blah. You wanted civility. And it specifically addressed some of your supporters and some of the things that happened at the convention. I thought the convention was extremely civil. I thought you were heard in that regard, Riff, which I thought was great. And I agree with you.
I agree.
I agree with you in the sense that conservatives that might say, hey, the party is drifting, deserve a seat at the table to shape the future of the Republican Party, and this ought to be together. And in the meantime, let's take our schools back. Let's tackle the property taxes issue. Let's deal with fighting the Biden administration wherever we can legally and in court. Rick, thanks. To be continued. Appreciate it. More coming up.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
MetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or a cappuccino, or a fountain pop, any size, 49 cents. MetroServe USA, big bag of the Old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99, salted nut rolls, 3 for $2, liquid ice energy drinks, 16-ounce size, 2 for $3.50, and a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. MetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Start worrying about your wellness in a serious way. Bolster your immune system. We've had 2.5 years of examples of all kinds of things that the government said you needed to do to protect yourself. I never heard anybody talking about immune system. Isn't that amazing? Because guess what? If your immune system is stronger, you fight off everything. It doesn't matter if it's the China virus or anything else. There's a place that can help you do that. 20 minutes a day in a hot spring spa, a sauna. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Your health depends on it, folks. Get on in there and see him. Expressway in front of Walmart, South Bismarck. You can also head to Grand Forks, Grand Cities Mall, and right there in West Fargo next to Spitfire. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. All right, let's get to some calls here this morning, and lots of texts rolling in. Here's what I'd love to say. I liked everything I heard from Rick Becker. He is about saying, let's get constructive. Let's stop the shouting and hollering and everything else, and let's work together for the future. Amen. So let's start there. Enough on the, oh, the rules were broken. Rick Becker didn't talk about any rules being broken. Not talking about buses on top of buses coming in. Not talking about, oh, they didn't let my people in. So stop. All right? There was a battle of the delegates. John Hovind won the battle. Now let's talk about uniting. North Dakota's Republican delegation is not the problem, folks. And if you're wasting your energy on that, make them be held accountable to how they do vote. I'm not saying you don't pay attention. I was witness to a number of conversations with Senator Kevin Cramer. He literally was able to move about 1 foot every 10 minutes in trying to go from point A to point B because people wanted to come up and chat. I thought it was great. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. It was like how many different conversations. So I finally, in a break, went down and just eavesdropped a little bit into the conversations. And I personally heard a half a dozen conversations related to, for instance, the vote on the infrastructure bill. And every single one of the ones I heard, somebody came in and said, you were wrong to vote for that. It wasn't infrastructure. I didn't like it. It gave Biden a victory, everything else. When the conversation ends, the person was like, oh, okay, I think differently about it now. Thank you for walking me through that. So, you know, I mean, it's that's the kind of conversations
it
we ought to
possible.
Have. It is possible.
It is possible.
And I thought, wow, this is refreshing. This is fantastic. You know, but John Hovind, Kelly Armstrong, Kevin Cramer are not the problem. That's why Donald Trump supports all three of them. They're not the problem. Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Mitt Romney, there's plenty of rhinos that are the problem. We need more Republicans in Congress than Democrats. And we need Trump-like fight. I think that message was loud and clear. But, let's direct our ire to things that should make a difference. Let's go to Ed and Mandan. Ed, go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind.
Yes, I was a first-time delegate, and I was very unimpressed with this convention. First of all, the sound system was so bad, you couldn't understand what they were saying. You know, when they were having a vote, they say, you know, like when they wanted Gary Emanet to run against them. Okay, let's have a vote. So people that wanted to either stand up or sit down, we couldn't understand what was going on. And so finally, one gal finally got up and says, we need to take a vote on this, which I was impressed with. Yeah, and I was under the impression that Schaefer's term was up. So weren't they supposed to have somebody else to PC this group while they voted on this? They should have let Gary Emanet get up and speak his piece, too. Yeah, the people walking out when they wanted to count the delegates, I don't know why they had to do that. They should have had a list of all the delegates. They had them in the book. But then they took, 45 minutes to an hour to have a recount on the delegates. They had everybody going out two doors. I mean, it was crazy. What if there would have been a fire in there? How would they got these people out? Like I said, I was so unimpressed with this. I don't know who run it, and that sound system, when Hovind got up and spoke, I mean, people were looking around trying to figure out what he was saying. He was just yelling in the speaker, and nobody could understand what he was saying.
Yeah, I heard several people say that Danita Bai, a friend of mine from Stanley, came back and said, you can't believe this. I'm sitting up front. All of a sudden, we could not hear a thing. You can hear way better back here than you could up there. So there were some technical issues there. As far as the doors and how that was, I know this. The Bismarck Event Center is a well-run place, so there were plenty of exits obviously, if necessary, but I'm not sure the process of, you know, having those people go through those doors, any of that. Perry Schaefer's going to be here in a little bit, so we can certainly ask him some of that. Dallas in rugby, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dallas.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, I was a delegate from District 14, and I think Rick Becker gave a very good speech at the convention. From what I saw at the convention, it was relatively poorly run, in my opinion. Like I said, a first-time delegate, but you know, as far as the sound system, that was terrible. But I do agree, and I appreciate Dr. Becker's you know, sticking by his word. I voted for him. We do have to remain one party. We can't allow this party to be fractured. You know, and we just got to move on.
Good advice, Dallas. I really think that's important. Let's find a place to channel this in a productive fashion. What can we do? You know, one question I have, didn't get a chance to ask Rick Becker this, but, you know, I'd love to see the Industrial Commission, legislative leadership, get in a room and say, Drew Wrigley, our U.S., our Attorney General, do everything in your power without limits to budgets or anything else related to taking the Biden administration on everything. Get them in court. You know, look what's happening right now on Title 42 at the border. They're going to say we no longer are going to limit who comes in. Meanwhile, they haven't limited anything. But they're going to take those shackles off and say, you know what? COVID's done. Come on in. And meanwhile, you're wearing a mask on a plane. I mean, those are the kind of things. Direct our schools, cities, counties. Every level of government, what are they spending? What are our private property taxes? I mean, let's use this energy, bottle it for good, and unify. I think Rick's got a great message here. Gabe and Antler, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, thanks for having a call. After I called in, Representative Becker really fleshed out the tone of what some of the issues are, but they're still a pretty big elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. And that was the clear effort from the leadership of the North Dakota Republican Party to move the convention after the primary. Now, there's only one purpose behind that, and that's to take away the voice of the delegate body and the district chairs. So here's a question that I would propose to you and Mr. Schaefer coming up, is who better to determine the path and the future of the Republican Party than we, the people, through the delegate district body and process, or the leadership from the top down?
Right, but what you're saying would threaten that didn't happen. So I don't know who would disagree with you. For one,
it's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam said Monday, after 42 years in politics, she will not seek a second term. Lam presided over a period in which Beijing firmly established control over the former British colony that was returned to China in 1997. Her successor will be picked in May, and the city's security chief, John Lee, is an early favorite. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced what he called Russia's attempt to eliminate the whole nation, calling for help and announcing, quote, this is genocide, end quote. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz demands the Red Cross be allowed in to document the atrocities.
We must relentlessly investigate these crimes committed by the Russian armed forces. I demand that international organizations, such as the International Committee of the Red Cross, be given access to these areas to document the atrocities.
Russian officials deny any wrongdoing. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the part of the show when I make you hungry for some home cooking, okay? And that grab-and-go convenience that comes with it from our friends at PetroServe USA. Here's the deal. I can promise you this. Whatever Valley Dairy or PetroServe USA you go into, you're going to find some great options. And it might be like some home-baked cookies. It might be those muffins. The karma rolls are the best. They have chicken in a lot of their locations. And you know what got me Valley City to Bismarck on Saturday for the convention? Popcorn! It's hard to go into a convenience store anymore and find popcorn, for crying out loud.
Good point.
But so it's just my go-to place. In addition, it's a great spot for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, like tater tot hot dish, for crying out loud. That's what they have in Euland today. Chicken Alfredo in Glendon. Swedish Meatballs, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo store. 12th and I-29. Beefy Noodle, Harwood, I-29 location of PetroServe USA. Hot Beef, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chicken Fettuccine or Cheesy Beef Potatoes. Valley City, Scallop Potatoes and Ham. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Perry Schaefer joins us. We're recapping the Republican convention over the weekend. I was there, observed it all, took it all in. And a lot of comments about it today, a lot of questions, a lot of follow-ups, so that's good. And Perry's here to talk a little bit about it as well. The chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota, chair of the convention. Perry, welcome back.
Thank you, Scott. It was a long weekend. Thank you for being there and being a witness to everything that took place.
What is on your mind as it relates to the convention on this Monday going forward?
Well, there's a lot of things on my mind. It's been a work in progress even through Sunday and still today. Obviously, we've got to count the totals with respect to the resolutions that were voted on at the convention. That's happening at 1 o'clock today. That's a process that has to get done and get the response or the total vote back out to the delegates and to the people, which we'll do that today. My overall thoughts on the convention were congratulations to North Dakota. 2,321 people was the list of delegates from the state. That is the largest delegate base we have ever put in a state meeting. I think the highest before that was in the year 2000, which was right at 2,000 people. So kudos to the state of North Dakota for that. I think that's very, very, very good.
We had a question that came in right towards the end of the last segment. We also talked to Rick Becker last hour, so a couple questions from him I want to start with here. Questions or comments from the audience, obviously, welcome to. Text us at 237-1590 or call 258-0550. And the question was basically, there was an effort to change the convention, and so that I'm concerned about the Republican Party leadership not wanting to listen to the Republican Party faithful by moving the convention. number one, did you support moving the convention? My point was, well, that change wasn't made, so I don't know how. But I guess the caller's point was, well, some people wanted to move it, wanted to change it. So therefore, that's suggesting that, you know, how can you say they listen or they care if they don't want to listen to us as the delegates? What would you say about that?
Yeah, it's a good question. That certainly was a discussion December 18th at the state committee meeting in, like I said, in Bismarck here. Absolutely was one of the items on the agenda. The state committee chose not to move the convention. It stayed as a pre-primary style convention, which is what we held on Saturday. I actually have been on record favoring that style of convention. I think that there's a lot of advantages to doing it that way. I think the process that the state committee was considering was to maybe back off some of the processes that are involved and have more of a party type situation. You know, we'll have to see what happens with the state committee meeting coming up in June and seeing if that item comes up again for discussion or not. But at this point, I haven't heard any indications. Either way, that there's any movement to do anything different.
We had a gentleman call earlier that was a first-time delegate, and he shared an experience related to something he needed from the staff that was getting him registered, and seeing Charles Tuttle come in, and how the mood changed quickly in the room, and there was quite an antagonistic, I think were his terms, attitude towards Mr. Tuttle, and that he was not allowed in, wanted to know why. And I said, many reasons for that, by my understanding, but I'll have that question in front of Perry today. So that was a question on why Charles Tuttle was not allowed to be part of the event.
Well, it's a good question, and the answer is that because he wasn't a delegate, and that him and another individual are starting their own party. They've actually registered those two different parties at the Secretary of State's office. They're out looking for signatures to start their own party. So if they want to be a part of a different party, that's up to them. I have no issues with that whatsoever. We certainly don't have to accept other party people from other parties into our party. If a Democrat comes in and wants to be a delegate at a North Dakota Republican convention, we would certainly turn that person away as well. So that was the reason for that. And again, if an individual, any individual, wants to start their own party, that is just that's fine. Feel free to do so. That was the reason for those two individuals being turned away.
Mike in Minot, question for Perry Schaefer today on what's on your mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Scott. So Perry, I was on the credentials committee at the convention this weekend, and I'm a little bit surprised at the answer that was given around Charles Tuttle and Mitch Sanderson. And I'm not here to defend either of those guys. I'm not, you know, particularly behind their efforts to do what they're doing. But my question is, what authority and what part of the rules gives you the authority to remove them from the party? We see nothing in the rules. I can see nothing that gives you that authority. And I've talked to executive committee members. An executive committee member said they were never even informed that that occurred. The rules, the credentials leadership, our chair, seemed to know that it had occurred, but nothing had been communicated. To me, those are questions that go on at the district level. Nothing in the rules allowed you to ban them from the party. And just to address the other side of what you said, if a Democrat tried to come and become a delegate, that they would be turned away. Well, we know that that happened. In fact, we've got the wife of an endorsed legislative candidate who lists herself on her Facebook page as a Democrat that served as a delegate in their district this weekend. And so to me, this is all disingenuous. And it was meant to point out a couple of individuals and bar them from membership in the party, under no authority whatsoever to do so.
Well, Mike, I'm glad you asked the question, and I will beg to differ with you. I think that we ought to be looking at the positive things that are taking place. I don't know anything about this so-called Democrat from a district that may have registered properly in whatever district that was and paid their NDGOP dues. I have no idea. I mean, there's 2,300 people in the room. I certainly don't know all of them in the room. With respect to the two individuals, the party is set up to support Republicans. The purpose of the Republican Party of North Dakota is to promote sound, honest, and constitutional government throughout the state of North Dakota by electing Republicans to serve us in the state of North Dakota. So we can certainly continue this conversation offline if you'd like to, but I agree with what Rick Becker just got done saying and John Hogan said at the convention, which is it's time to put this kind of conversation and this negative divisive stuff behind us, and it's time for us to step up and talk to each other. Be Republicans. I've reached out many times to individuals throughout this state that don't necessarily agree with everything that I have to say, and I've gotten very little response back from those individuals. It's beginning to work. We are having some conversations, which I fully welcome, and I think we need to look at this and learn from it and move forward, because loud and clear in the room on Saturday, and I was standing up at the podium all day, loud and clear, people are maybe misled in some ways, disgruntled in a lot of other ways, feel that there's probably some fear involved in certain ways. It's time that we sit down and figure out where some of those things are coming from, eliminate them from the party, and just move forward together. And not always agree, but sit down and have good conversations. So that's the route that that I hope we can go.
I also was very impressed with as much, contention that naturally comes from a battle over who the convention is going to nominate, that you had a very civil gathering, right? I mean, even to the point where it starts with something that wasn't expected, your role as convention chair being challenged and having to get ballots out and do write-ins and everything else, and no screaming and hollering going on. No, everybody's civil to each other. That's the way it should be. There was a lot of North Dakota nice on display, which I thought was great.
There was, and Scott, just not to break in on you, but I'd like to thank the delegates for that. I'd like to thank the district chairs for that, to be very honest. There was a lot of questions. I think I was extremely fair with making sure people were being heard. I do apologize for the sound system situation. I actually play in a band. I've played in that arena before. Very, very, very hard to control the sound. Nothing the state party chair could do about that, to be very frank with you. But I do thank the people in the room for being very civil. This is our party. It's not my party or John Hogan's party or Kevin Kramer's party. It's the party of the state of North Dakota. So thank you very much for that.
A text came on after the convention saying, tell Perry Schaefer he can fool some of the people some of the time, but the small rogue and ad hoc group he described was 45% of the convention. Perry's days are numbers, as more will know the truth. Much has been made of the labeling of rogue and ad hoc group. Who are you talking about there? Are you talking about the 1,000 people that had a different opinion than the others on who the chair ought to be? And who is rogue?
Absolutely not. The people that come to the delegate or the delegation that comes to the convention has the right to feel however they want to feel. I have no issues with that whatsoever. And I was very clear about that when I was on stage on Saturday. I was very open and I was very honest with people, and I think that's the way it should be. The North Dakota Ad Hoc Rules Committee that was perpetrated by certain individuals within this state tried to make it look like they were, that the North Dakota GOP was sending out a new list of rules to be considered at this convention. Not the case. We don't have an ad hoc rules committee. We have a rules committee that John Trandum actually is our rules committee chairman. And by undermining, this organization was trying to undermine the rules that are already in place that were permanently established on December 18th. And they were trying to get the delegations all cranked up on something that doesn't even exist. That's who we're speaking to.
All right, sure. Break back with more of our chat with Perry Schaefer, chair of the Republican Party, about the way forward. What's that look like? Where do we focus our attention going forward? Questions or comments, welcome. More after a short timeout. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Remember, promo code Scott, MyPillow.com for all the great deal.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. The 2022 Sierra 1500s are on the way. They're taking orders now, so you can get yours. They've made a massive amount of improvements to it. I didn't think you could improve. You can, it turns out. New Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily, and over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs are there, all clearly marked, priced to sell. All makes and models. Well, many makes and models. And most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. No extra cost. It's a little peace of mind. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, our final segment with Perry Schaefer, chair of the Republican Party, whose role as convention chair was challenged on Saturday. That was the first vote, I guess. Question on that from a listener. Can you ask why they're saying, ask him why he denied the delegates the opportunity to hear speeches from the nominated candidates for convention chair, especially when the whole convention was delayed due to credentialing delegates after the 11 a.m. announcement of the convention. Thank you so much, says this listener.
It's a good question. If the individual was at the meeting, he or she would certainly know that I did ask the delegation if they wanted speeches, and it was a strong majority that stood up against spending more time having speeches from Mr. Emeneth and myself. I didn't make that ruling, to be very honest. The delegates out on the convention floor made that decision. So that's the reason why we moved forward as we did. I did allow 10 minutes, as by parliamentary procedure, for anyone to speak to Mr. Emeneth, and there was a young lady that did. And I also allowed 10 minutes for anyone to speak on my behalf, and Senator Kevin Cramer spoke for myself. So I certainly don't agree that we didn't do things correctly with regard to that.
Also, some people suggesting, and Rick Becker addressed this, he said he wasn't aware of anybody that was any egregious rules. He said as long as he doesn't hear of any egregious things that happened, and he did know of any, that he intended to abide by his a pledge not to run in the primary and respect the results of the convention. There was a question on the floor, hey, were people allowed in late? You said no. Anything changed on that front?
No, every delegate that was registered to be there, that could be there, was obviously allowed into the room. We did have a snafu with respect to the delegate count at the beginning. In other words, a credentialed report of the final number. There was a computer situation that, to be honest with you, I don't know the whole story on that yet. I believe there was a line that was entered incorrectly, which basically screwed up the entire spreadsheet walking down. So that took about an hour to get straightened out, and we have to have it straightened. It's got to be perfect. It's got to be correct. So I had to let them basically redo everything to make sure it was right. So that's what took so long there. But I do want to comment on Mr. Becker was on a little bit earlier today. I heard just the final ends of that, but I agree with him. His comment, same as what John Holman and Kelly Armstrong, Kevin Cramer, and Governor Burgum and Ed Schaefer said, we need to come together. It's time we look at this party as a whole, and it's time we put aside these petty differences. To Representative Armstrong's point, he would rather fight here in the state of North Dakota, where most of us agree on 75% of things, rather than to be the minority in D.C. And that is the goal here. We need to keep North Dakota red, and we certainly need to get D.C. straightened out from a red standpoint as well, and I think we're well on our way to doing that.
And one only needed to see the final photo opportunity, if you will, of the day, to see the Republican Party elected leaders on that stage to know that there's a lot of success here, and when the family gets big, there's always going to be some things you want to do differently, and I think that's what this weekend was about. I think that's good. I really do, and I think now it's to be productive with it and channel it to something that can shape the future. That's my message.
I think, Scott, I agree with you. I think I need to do a better job of that as state party chair. I mean, I also run three companies besides being state party chair, so it's very, very, very busy, but I certainly have done regional meetings, and I will continue doing them. I would rather have them be productive than not. So I'm going to throw that challenge out there to everybody that's listening, and certainly trying to do everything we can to bring the party together and to hear all sides of the party. I won't even call it an argument. I'll call it a party. And a big tent sometimes is hard to control, but I don't think we have to control. I think we have to allow people to speak, which I've tried very, very hard to do. And we need to move forward. We need to communicate and move forward.
Brad and Tyler, let's get one last call in here. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Perry, so did you ever contact any of the district chairs after their delegates were already set and duly voted by text, phone, or email and ask them to remove some so you could put some in?
If you're referring to a certain district up in the northwest of the state, the chairman up there and I had some conversations about how those delegates were reached and how that process worked up in District 2.
So you did call and want some removed and your guys put in?
No, that's not the case. My guys put in. I don't like that kind of terminology. Our rules are very specific about if you have legislators within your district, that you get three different if you have three legislators in your district, you get three seats for those legislators, and they were not consulted in District 2. That was the conversation, sir.
Appreciate the call, Brad. Out of time today. Perry, thanks. To be continued as well on this conversation.
You bet. Thank you, Scott.
Let's rally for the conservative cause, one and all. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.
It's the biggest war in Europe since World War II, and Newsmax is covering it all. The lead host at another news network says America started this war and that we shouldn't help Ukraine. He's wrong. Newsmax supports Ukraine in this dangerous moment for freedom, and we're covering it around the clock with our top correspondents in Kyiv and around the globe. Newsmax is your trusted source. It represents your American values. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. So get the latest on Putin's war and the truth about Joe Biden tonight, starting with Sean Spicer and Lindsey Keith on Spicer & Company. Millions are tuning in to watch Spicer & Company. Find Newsmax on every major cable system and streaming platform. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone right now to watch. And make sure you get breaking news from Newsmax.com. Newsmax.com. Breaking news 24/7. I made the switch to Newsmax. You should too. Start watching today.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.